Unit 6. 6. Further reading. The Internet and Intercultural Communication.
Whether right or wrong, globalization, as one writer puts it, sounds unstoppable. Mass tourism, the interdependency of world markets, and the Internet, with its cheap and instant links to even the remotest corners of the globe, have all contributed to an upgrowth in intercultural communication. In the course of their daily working lives, more and more people over the world are confronted with the task of communicating with people from cultures very different from their own. English, often not native to either speaker, is most frequently the language employed on the Internet, i.e. the lingua franca. Yet the language itself is almost the least of it. Intercultural awareness and tolerance play a central role in making global communication work. How we express our needs, desires, and feelings, however, is determined by the cultural context in which we operate. Caution is called for, though, in jumping to the conclusion that certain behavior is typically American, Malaysian, or Swedish. We should also be aware that age, sex, regional differences, economic status, and just plain personality differences also influence our communication patterns. Certain core competences, such as open-mindedness, respect, flexibility, and the ability to tolerate different habits, can facilitate intercultural communication. More specifically, awareness and respect for cultural differences in such areas as degree of formality, styles of addressing your counterpart, and time management are helpful.